Our guest at the cafe this morning is the mayor of Commerce, Wyman Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
And we're also going to talk to Wyman here in his capacity as Associate Vice President of Advancement at A&M Commerce. First, let's talk about something having to do with the city of Commerce. There was an article in the Herald Banner just in the past few days about the Hunt County Highway Project. I'm not sure if that has a formal name or not.
Well, it refers to a bond election a year ago, November, that produced $24 million to do engineering work on highway projects. Yeah. In our county, and that included Commerce.
Yeah, and that's what we want to talk to you about is how this affects Commerce. Now, at one time, there was some talk about a loop around Commerce, but I think that's gone away now. Is that right?
That has an east loop and also an overpass right on 24 right in front of the university. Those were initial thinkings or thoughts related to how to spend our portion of the county's money. That got nixed early on, and when we got the Tool Design Group to look at traffic flow through our city, they came up with an alternative plan that has been adopted by this countywide group and is now in design phase to present to TxDOT for implementation. And again, if these things occur, this will not be local money that makes it happen. This is state money or taxes we've already paid to the state that will come back to us through TxDOT.
And, of course, then, as you say, the county voters approved the bond issue. That goes along with it. That's a relatively small amount of the funding for this.
The return on that investment of $24 million is about 10 to 1 now that the state has set aside for us to make these things happen. So it's really a good thing.
What was the reason that the loop was nixed?
It was considered very expensive and unnecessary. And of course, the overpass would be an unsightly visual blocking, kind of like the city of Rockwall is kind of divided north and south without much ease in bicycling or walking traffic north and south. Mm. So we didn't want that to further divide our campus. The highway itself divides it.
I'm not a big fan of loops. There's a city in East Texas, and I won't name it, but there's a loop. You're going down Highway 19, mm-hmm. and you go around this loop, which is fine as a driver, but I cannot imagine that the people of that town like having that loop, because we used to go through that town, and now mm-hmm. we don't go through that town. That can't be good for a city.
Well, loops are considered ways not to slow down through traffic. And there's some advantage there, but then again, to develop a town and its retail, it's nice to have traffic.
I think so too. Well, but the Tool Design Plan, and that is to sort of make the traffic on 24 and on Culver narrow it and slow it down.
Well, narrow Culver from 5 to 3 lanes, slow the traffic down to make it safer. And then on 24, actually better utilize that 280 feet of right-of-way and increase parking, campus-related parking, by hundreds of spaces on service roads. So it is a huge advantage to us.
There's some discussion of roundabouts.
Right. A roundabout there by CVS and one by McDonald's would slow the traffic down from highway speeds. And then in between, it would be considered a kind of like a 24-hour school zone. Slow traffic, so it'd be safer for us.
I see. And then Culver would be more of a parkway kind of.
Well, Culver would be instead of 5 lanes wide, it would be 3 lanes wide with a with 2 lane bike trails on each side and wide sidewalks, so it'd be a lot safer to travel.
We're talking with the mayor of Commerce, Wyman Williams. Wyman's also Associate Vice President of Advancement at A&M Commerce. Tell me about the Lift a Lion project that you've got going.
What that title means is that we raise money to help students. That's what it's all about in advancement. We have started an initiative that is quite exciting. This is related to the fact that we have 700 plus students who are unable to register this fall to get back in school because they have unpaid debts related to housing and food, and they owe this to the university. And until they clear that, they can't register. If they do not register, they don't proceed towards a degree, and very soon after that, they have to start repaying any federal academic debt that they have without a diploma. So what we've done is concentrated on 150 of those 700 who are classified as seniors. And we're asking the entire world to take a look at helping us offset that debt with benevolence, make a gift to the Lift a Lion Award Fund. And you can do that just by writing a check to the TAMUC Foundation and memo it to the Lift a Lion Award Fund. Or you can call the advancement office and we can take a credit card gift.
Wyman, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you, John Marks.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.